Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. You also got to realize that the moon doesn't stay still this whole time. The moon moves through multiple archetypes during the first 10 days, layering emotional tones onto the fire of Sagittarius. Each lunar movement is a classroom, testing your capacity for temperance in different ways. Day one, the moon is in Sagittarius, temperance. After Scorpio's descent into death and transformation, the sun rises into Sagittarius, carrying the temperance card. This is the alchemical moment of cooling what was too hot, heating what was too cold, and finding the golden mean. You feel the shift, lighter, clearer, more forward focus, double temperance energy. Sun and moon, both in Sagittarius, creates optimism, philosophical expansion, but the adjustment is still fresh. Temperance is not passive balance, it's active harmonization. Can you hold paradox without collapsing into the extremes? Begin with breath work or simple offering to mark the shift. Light a candle, set your intention for balancing and healing. Ask yourself, where am I still clinging to Scorpio's grief? And how can I temper it into wisdom? What do I need to temper in my life? Temperance as the healing card after death. Healing here is not instant. It's slow restoration of rhythm. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.